content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Baby, do you want to go higher? Baby, you're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Diamond Gray in studio with me, Aviana Barrientos on the mic, Stephanie Toops, and Amber Butcher. And we're a bunch of women that are fired up this morning. Oh my gosh. Woo, I'm telling you, the little girl that was kidnapped has my blood boiling. I didn't hear about it, but here's a funny thing. So, Autumn Connolly, who's been on the show many, many times. Sorry, I'm trying to get my grip here. It's been a crazy startup here this morning. Wow. Okay. And so anyway, she's the one that first put it out on social media, right? It's a friend of hers. It was her little daughter.
It was a neighbor.
Oh, really?
Okay. So you know more about it, Aviana, than I do. So let's talk about it for a minute.
Yeah. I saw Autumn was the first one that I saw posted on social media. Uh-huh. But basically this little girl was taken in broad daylight by a man.
Walking with her mother.
Yeah, walking on the sidewalk.
The mom down, right?
Yeah,
like
so the mom
tried to pull the daughter out.
She tried to get in the car with him, and they pushed her out and drove off, basically.
And that is where having a concealed weapon would come in so handy, because I have to tell you, if I was that mom, he would have gotten a bullet to the head immediately. And he took her. They didn't find it. By the grace of God and the universe and a lot of praying and a lot of everything going on, they found her last night, supposedly unharmed, at a local motel.
Hotel. Yeah. I guess some neighbors were driving around. Like, I guess there's so much time that you have before, I guess, you can't really find the case. But they identified a car that matched the description of the guy driving, and by the grace of God, found this little girl in the hotel with him.
Mm-hmm. This was local?
Yeah, this just Fort Worth. Fort Worth.
Yeah. You know, Autumn Connolly Warren, who's been on the show for a couple of years, it was her friend, and it happened right in the neighborhood.
It happened
like
on Friday.
Right in the neighborhood.
And they found her at like 2 a.m. Saturday.
That's interesting, because I was wondering where it was, because they hadn't really said like where they were. So I didn't know if it was in town or if it was out of town. And I mean, not that it necessarily matters, but I was just interested in, okay, where did this happen?
Yeah.
And then I know that where they found her was, I mean, just kind of a normal hotel.
Yeah.
And then
you know that the sex trafficking, that Dallas is like the worst city in the whole country, right here in Dallas, Texas.
Oh.
You know, we've had Jaku Bowens on the show multiple times talking about this. It is a huge problem. And I've also heard some you know, undercurrent stuff that we don't have enough police force to go out and capture these criminals.
Yeah.
And, you know, this guy needs to be made an example of. And I swear, like, he should get the death penalty.
Luckily,
he
he's
totally
in custody,
should get
though.
Someone like that, and I know that they say that the average rapist rapes like 25 or 30 times before they're ever even caught.
Yeah.
Yes.
I've never heard that statistic.
And I'm sure this is not the first child that this son of a you-know-what has molested. He needs to go. He needs to be eliminated. That's where I draw the line. When you're violating, you're going to rape a child, kidnap a child, and disrupt a family and a life like that, you need to die. You really do. Do you think my opinion's too strong?
No, no. I mean,
your mama bear.
I was about to say, like, as a mother, I just think that's your instinct, and to have your child ripped from you walking down the street. I mean, I can't.
And
even
Amber said that there was video from a neighbor's Ring, and she was just frantically running up and down the street, like, help! Like, someone
It shows the man pushing her out of the car. And then she starts screaming down the street, help, my child's been kidnapped. It's horrific.
It's just crazy. Right? I mean,
in broad daylight.
In broad daylight. Who does something like that?
Well, and what is so scary to me, like, as a mom, talking about being a mother, and the things that you get, like, okay, you should let your child free range. Like, all these things where you're supposed to be, like, giving your child this lead, you know, giving them these leads to do these things and roam around. But then you hear things like that, and you go, like, how do I do that?
She was right there with her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I let my daughter walk from one end of the mall to the other last week, and now I'm thinking maybe I shouldn't even have done that. She's 14 years old, but there are sick you-know-whats everywhere, yeah. And it's just very scary. And I think about the coddling of the American mind and over-coddling right. our yeah. children and how dangerous that is, too. But you know, and that's one of the reasons I believe, because, you know, Autumn, I got all my Ambers and my
right,
Autumns.
I did, too.
I call Autumn Amber all the time, and Amber Autumn. So, but like your husband, you said, has a concealed hand license. What's it called? Concealed?
Yeah, CHL.
Yeah, CHL.
I have one too. Yeah.
You do?
I do.
Are you packing right now?
I'm not packing right now.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to in the radio right? station.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not packing.
You're not packing.
Because we're getting fired up in here.
So. Yeah. Well, I used to carry a gun before you had to have a CHL. Many, many years, all the years I would, you know, take money home from the restaurants and things like that, and have been robbed at gunpoint multiple times. And so I'm fearless when it comes to that. If you are out there and you're going to harm somebody, but, you know, you deserve whatever you get. But there's people like me and your husband, Amber, and people out there like you, Stephanie, that are good law-abiding citizens that need to be carrying weapons, because clearly there isn't enough.
You can't ever
police anything well enough. I mean, obviously, look at what happened to this little girl. Yeah. But if more people out there in our neighborhoods, in our world, were more vigilant about crime, we could put an end to a lot of it for sure. Because the criminals are going to get guns no matter what. They're Agreed. Always going to be able to get guns. Mm-hmm. There's no question about it.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We need guns in the hands of good law-abiding citizens. And right now, I know the American Rifle, whatever it is.
The NRA
is loving what I'm saying, but that's not why I'm saying it. I'm not a violent person. I'm very anti-violence. But there are times, like this little girl, had she been carrying a gun, she would have been able to stop him immediately.
Yeah.
It's a mother's worst fear. Absolutely worst fear. So what else have you got?
Well, I just love that it was the part of the community that helped find her.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I think that's what's so great is that, you know, they got the description of the vehicle out and it was people out looking for
Being
her.
Being proactive.
Yeah. That helped find her, because sometimes, I mean, it does take a village.
And social media really, really
And
helped.
So people not just turning a blind eye, not just getting busy with what's going on in their busy Sunday night, but, you know, getting involved and helping find her. So I think that's...
Well, she said, Autumn put in her post that, and this is where, you know, what did she write about the energy? Sending out prayer and energy and getting everyone connected spiritually to get out there and find this girl, and how powerful that can be. Clearly, it worked in this case. I don't know if it would work in every case, but it's a brutal story with a happy ending, thank goodness.
And like I... so many aren't that lucky.
No, they're not.
No.
You know, they're not. And, you know, don't get me started.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what if we were in Alabama and that little girl got pregnant? Would she have to have the baby too if she was?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Seriously. So
it's crazy.
I mean, think about that. I mean, what they're doing in Alabama is insane too. No matter what your political view is about a pro-life or pro-choice, you have to believe that a child like that 11-year-old that was raped is being forced to have a child at 11 years old after being raped. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Hasn't she been through enough?
I haven't heard that story.
You haven't?
Either. Yeah, that sounds awful.
A little girl in Ohio raped by a 26-year-old man.
Oh, it was Ohio? I thought it was Alabama.
There's multiple cases of this, but this specific little girl. Yeah.
It's just insane. We live in an insane world. And so, you know, all right, well, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff today.
On that note.
Feeding your children well. That includes educating
them. It's all good.
It's all passion. It's all good. It is. Yeah. I wasn't ready to talk about that this morning, but when you tell me stories like that, like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, it makes my blood boil. I'm such a mama bear. Like, and I'm Italian, so.
When I woke up and saw that she was found, I just, like, wanted to cry. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Stephanie, you're going to be talking about the dangers of Febreze, and we have a little controversy going on in the women's bathroom here at iHeartMedia. Have you heard about it, Anthony?
Not at all.
I'd like to know what's in the men's bathroom, because if that's the ladies' room, I wonder what's going on in the boys'
room. Go find out and let us know.
Well, what's going on?
Well, here's what happened. So last week I went in, and this has been going on for a long time. But it really does make me sick when I go in there. I instantly get a headache. And, of course, when you're here working for hours, you have to go to the bathroom, you know.
Right.
And so I went in. This was last week, and they had an Air Wick automatic thing back. You
know? Oh, yeah.
The one that sprays the poison in the air, like, every 2 to 4
every
hours.
Every time you walk past it.
Yeah. And so I'm in there, and I kind of tried to hold my breath and just pee as fast as I could and get out of there, you know? And then, so, and I thought, okay, I'll bring some poopery and I'll bring some natural stuff in. Well, I put the poopery on the, and this is a great shout out for a great company, Poopery, who also makes Supernatural, another clean product that both Stephanie and I clean our house with. But anyway, so I put poopery on the counter thinking, okay, so if you have to poo and you're worried about the smell or anything, so you can use the poopery and it doesn't hurt the environment, doesn't hurt all your fellow workers and poison them. And so it's missing. And there was a wallflower is the name of it. It is a it is another endocrine disruptor that is a plug-in from where? Where's it
Bath
from?
And Body.
Oh, Bath and Body.
And Stephanie, you are a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on the safety of food and personal care products. What do you have to say about that?
I have to say that that's probably not the best product out there. I would say it probably ranks very high on the terrible scale.
Yeah. So
terrible scale.
But I don't know who did it. I want to do something about it. I want to talk to the person that clearly doesn't know how disruptive those types of chemicals are, especially to women's bodies, which is what we're going to be talking about today, along with feeding your children well. So I think I know who it is.
Most of the time it's an education issue. Yeah. I don't think people do it. You know,
but there's a girl that works up here that I don't think she likes me. She's never smiled at me. She kind of looks like Angela.
Could nobody like
you.
I know. That's just not
I know,
possible.
Right? But she looks like Angela from The Office. I swear.
Oh, like she could be
Angela. She could be Angela. And I think she might be
She's the
one
culprit.
Doing it. Yeah, I think so. But maybe not. Maybe, I don't know. But that's not her real name, of course. But anyway.
Well, we're going to call her Angela.
She's Angela from our office.
Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernilia. I've got Diamond Gray in studio with me, Aviana Barriento, Stephanie Toops, and Amber Butcher. We were so enthralled in our conversation when we went to break. I don't know who's going first. I'm guessing that it might be Amber. Is it you? Who wants to go first? You guys get to choose. Live on the air.
Either way.
Either way.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. I'm picking Stephanie Toops.
Okay, great.
I'm interested to hear this.
Well, you know what? This is an important subject. It is. There's a lot of toxic things in our homes and in our places of work that really need to be addressed. And Stephanie Toops is the perfect person to do that with. She is a consumer advocate professional, particularly focused on safety and food and personal care products. She became fascinated with the industry when she was diagnosed with a thyroid autoimmune disorder while pregnant with her second child. She has always been fascinated with education and holds both an undergraduate and master's degree in accounting and finance from Texas A&M University, and she is a certified public accountant and has owned and operated numerous businesses in the Dallas area. Always great to have her in studio. I love this woman, and she's a great photographer too. I love her.
Thanks.
Stephanie Toops. And so let's talk about this, the dangers of Febreze. And so this started with the infamous bathroom, you know, story that I'm telling everyone out there listening. So this, that's what was in the bathroom. It was Febreze and one of those
Air Wicks,
both of them. And so I thought, okay, so I did, this is what I did. I'm just going to admit it. So I came in here on Friday and I said, look what I've got I had a can of Febreze stuck down the front of my sweater.
She was like faced away from the cameras in here.
Because the cameras, there's cameras in there.
That's awesome.
Wait, did you steal it from the bathroom?
Yes.
You did.
I did what's the name of that nun in the movie? Oh my God, what's the name of that movie where the nuns take the wires out of the car?
What?
Oh my God!
I don't know. That's
yes, it's an old classic.
Oh, I don't know.
The Sound of Music.
Oh, The Sound of Music.
Okay. Have you never seen that?
No, I've never seen The Sound of Music the whole way through. I've seen like the parts.
Girls, where they sing the songs. You need to watch it with your children, with your family. It's a wonderful, beautiful movie. It is. It's got some of the. It's a fantastic musical. It really is. Anyway, so I did that. So in the movie, the two nuns stole the. What did they steal? Does anybody remember the wire back when you had to have spark plugs or something like the connecting wires?
The distributor cap.
Something like that.
Yeah,
they
that.
Put it in their habit.
That's what they got.
And when the Nazis came and said, "Do you know it's where the Von Trapp family is?" They were like, "No."
Where's the Febreze?
And then they went and disabled the car. And so I took the Febreze and I stuck it down the front of my shirt and I go, "Don't tell anyone."
That's hilarious.
I'm going to bring some.
That's fantastic.
But they already put that other junk in there, so I don't know who it is, but let's talk about this. Let's talk about Febreze with Stephanie Toops. And I kept calling it Febreze. It's Febreze, right?
Febreze.
Okay, so, it's the infamous air freshener spray Febreze. Let's talk about it.
What
is it made to do other than hide like a poop smell or something?
So what's super interesting about Febreze is that they also say, like, they talk about it not being just something that's covering up odor, but the way that they market it is that it's actually removing odor, which is absolutely not true. It is not removing any odor molecules. It's not cleaning anything. It's essentially masking an odor that's there. And so not only are you breathing whatever nastiness you're trying to cover up, but now you're breathing the Febreze as well, which is, you know, a cocktail of chemicals that are not good for you that can be endocrine disruptors, carcinogenic, a host of different things.
Yeah, I actually pulled an article last week, and I don't know what I did with it, but it had some pretty strong things to say about it.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's acetyl, I'm going to say this wrong and I should have looked it up.
Join the club.
Acetylhide, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
And that's on California's Prop 65 for cancer and reproductive toxicity. Reproductive toxicity is really what you find with a lot of these, and that's that endocrine disruption that we talk about. That's where it really impacts your hormone system. And anything that has smell, that has staying power, so when you talk about things like perfumes or air fresheners or candles, anything where the smell is staying in the air, that comes from a phthalate. And a phthalate is what gives it that staying power, that smell, that sticking power, and that is an endocrine disruptor. Ethyl acetate is a chemical toxic to the brain and nervous system, so neurotoxicity. BHT, linked with neurotoxicity, hormone disruption, allergies. Propylene glycol is linked with allergies in the skin and eye irritation, and then also some chemicals that are used in flame retardants. And we've talked about flame retardants before and how much that can impact the body as well.
Oh, yeah, we have.
So a lot of really nasty stuff.
Leonardo Trasande, who was on the show last week, which I've got his book here, Sicker, mm-hmm. Fatter, Poor, he touched on that as well. And, you know, this guy's got some street cred. I'll just tell you that. He is an internationally renowned leader in children's environmental health as well. He's a tenured associate professor in pediatrics, environmental medicine, mm-hmm. and population health at New York University. I mean, he's been on every major news media source in the world, and his website's leotrasande.com. But in his book, I just opened it. I had it because it was from content from last week, so I still had it here up at the studio. Chapter 6, The Chemical Vulnerability of Girls and Women. He writes that scientific attention to the chemical assault on women's bodies and long-term health is long overdue. Chemical exposures have been implicated in female conditions such as fibroids or non-cancerous growths in the uterus and that are painful and disabling and can reduce fertility. Endometriosis, which is a condition that tissue where the normally lives inside the uterus is found outside the uterus and can cause pain and infertility, and even breast cancer, which can be fatal. So this is clearly a really big subject. And I have to say, companies like Bath and Body Works, they target women.
Yeah.
Women love, for sure. Even me.
And teens. I mean, they target
teens
and young kids.
Oh, they do.
And,
my daughter was a sucker. I said, I don't want that stuff in the house, honey. It's really bad. Anything that says fragrance, there's nothing to hold them accountable. There hasn't been any. And I'm not one to get like, I don't like government getting too big and getting, you know, all these regulations and stuff. But there's something needs to be done.
Well, but people assume that what's on the shelves has been tested for safety.
Right,
and there hasn't been
safe.
A law passed since 1939 regulating any of these industries. And so even on the Febreze, it says on the label that it contains an odor eliminator, water, fragrance, and a propellant. Well, the problem is that the term fragrance can contain upwards of 200 ingredients. And
wow.
So you look at this label, the layperson looks at the label and sees five things on it and goes, oh, well, this is okay. They don't really know that hidden within these categories is just a ton of ingredients that are not good for your body.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is this going to come out like Johnson & Johnson like 10, 15, 20 years from now? Because
Probably.
My other hopefully half loves you used Febreze. And yeah. This scares the heck out of me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it will. I mean, I think it goes along with there's been recent court cases against talc in baby powder, and there was, mm-hmm. I think, $160 million judgment associated with that. Yeah. The glyphosate, I'm sure y'all have talked
about
this.
Even our dryer sheets have Febreze in it.
Yeah, dryer sheets are probably the most toxic thing that you can use in your house.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
Yeah. And people don't know that.
I heard it causes shrinkage.
Yay. Well, that I need that.
But yeah, I mean, I think, and to your point about, I was going to talk about this. I have a friend who is kind of in my space, and they were putting dryer sheets in the kids' shoes in the wintertime.
Oh my gosh.
Because they were trying to dry them out and make them not stink. And it was just someone who didn't know how toxic that was. That's insane. There's so many people that just aren't aware of what is in these toxic.
I'm going to get home and throw everything away.
Yeah.
I'm just going to get home and be like, what happened?
Yeah, but the EWG was the one. Yeah, check out the EWG, EWG.com, and you can rank. You can look at your products. You can, you know, put them in, and it'll rank the toxic. It'll give you a toxicity score on a scale of 1
Great.
To 10.
Great, so I'll come in tomorrow and tell y'all exactly how much longer I have to live.
Well, you know, we're laughing about it, but truthfully, it's not just women. I mean, it's men,
it is men
that are targeted, too. You're a human being. You're breathing it in. So speaking of that, okay, so, you know, what are some of the negative effects on our bodies when we breathe these chemicals in?
Yeah, so back to, you know, the reproductive toxicity, it can cause early onset puberty, it can cause infertility, just a host of things. Also, they're carcinogenic, so it's cancer causing, just a lot of things that are not, you know, the toxic burden on your body is significant when you're inhaling. A lot of people say that this is the new secondhand smoke, and that on down the road,
they market it to spray on your stuff that you breathe. I mean, they market it to spray on your linens that you lay on and awesome.
And your clothes and
Well, what about, let's talk, I don't know how much you know about this, but like my daughter got in the car a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I talked about it already on the air, but she smelled like a bunch of chemicals. I said, where'd you get, what do you have on your body? And she's like, I don't have anything, Mom. I said, you must. She said, no, the boy in school sitting next to me had a bunch of Axe
is terrible. Axe is terrible. Yeah. And to your point, what you were just saying to him about the way that it's marketed to men. I mean, when I first did this whole toxicity score ranking in my bathroom, my husband's products were the worst offenders. If you think about how strong smelling their stuff
is,
like
potent.
Like Old Spice, like that deodorant, that's what he wore. I mean, you take the lid off and you can just smell it. Axe body spray is the same way. And the way that that's marketed, if you've seen those commercials, they're kind of funny.
Because
like
it attracts women.
It's all about sex.
Yeah, pheromones.
Sex sells.
It that destroys your pheromones. I'm here to tell you, you don't put any kind of fragrance like that. That's chemical. It'll mess with your pheromones. Even being on birth control can mess with your pheromones. And you actually, if you're dating a woman on birth control,
she might not actually like you.
She might not actually like you. You might be dating someone that you should never even date, let alone marry or anything.
Yeah,
or
procreate with.
You need to do a show on that. That's so interesting to me. Yeah,
that's crazy.
But Axe body spray is one of the ones that's got some really, really, and they, there was, if you've seen the show Stink, they actually have a segment in that where there was a boy who was allergic to something in the Axe body spray where he would go into like respiratory failure. Mom was trying to get them to disclose what the ingredients were so she could figure out what was harming her son.
He couldn't go to school.
And they wouldn't do it. Right. They would not. They told her it was proprietary. And he felt so bad for this kid because, he couldn't go to school. The kids wouldn't stop wearing it. And every time he would even walk by it, he would go into respiratory distress.
Yeah. And I mean, if you sell that to a young boy, Anthony, telling a young boy, if you wear this, you'll attract women. Hello.
Oh, they're going to take it on.
They're going to use a bottle a day.
They're going to bathe in it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, more coming up with Stephanie Toops. We're going to continue talking about all of this. And Amber Butcher, in a few minutes here, we'll be speaking about feeding your children well, which is so important. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping.
Honest Hemp. Happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Stephanie Toops in studio with me, Amber Butcher, Diamond Gray, and Aviana Barrientos. We're talking about the dangers of chemicals in products like Febreze and a lot of other ones with Stephanie Toops. And Amber Butcher is going to be talking about feeding your children well here in just a couple of minutes. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior, plant-based protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off now. And that's great for all of their products. We've never had that before, so it's awesome. And of course, Crazy Water, bottled mineral water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. And KetoMed, one of our new sponsors, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. And of course, Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. I was there yesterday. I got this amazing soup. It was really, really good. And some of my carrot cookies, which I forgot. I was going to bring them in for all of you, and I forgot them. But great, great food there at Nature's Plate, all plant-based, and saves you time and money, because time is so valuable. Of course, Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. And thanks for listening to One Life Radio. We love doing the show. We really do. We're very passionate about what we do here, as you can hear if you've been listening for the last couple of minutes. Stephanie Toops has been talking about a lot of different things that we're exposed to in the environment, a lot of chemicals. And so let's go back to this. So I asked you before the break, what are the negative effects on our bodies when we breathe these in? And you know, so I was reading more in this book, Sicker, Fatter, Poorer. And hey, this will catch your attention, Anthony Cernelia. And there, this cause, I was reading about the, it causes testicular dysgenesis syndrome in men being exposed to these chemicals, just like it does with women, ovarian dysgenesis syndrome. And so there's definitely a connection to our health. And it's saying that according to statistics, one or more of these conditions will affect 70% of women in their lifetime. Already 176 million women worldwide are diagnosed with endometriosis. That's just one of the many things that we are affected by. And I have to say, you know, it says women, so many women. How do we know how many men are being affected by this? You know?
No, and I mean, it really can impact sperm count, and it can impact sperm motility. That's what they've shown a lot, is that, you know, there may be an okay sperm count, but the motility of the sperm, so the quality of the sperm is impacted.
Is that the gas in the sperm?
Yes, the gas in the sperm.
I didn't know there was gas in sperm.
I didn't either.
You learn something new every day.
It's how fast they move and how excitable they are. And so the more movement that they have, the more likely they are to fertilize an egg. So it impacts the motility. So, yeah, I mean, it really does. And it can. And I think one of the biggest things is that we don't know how far reaching this is. So we don't know if it's impacting, you know, a mom that's pregnant with the fetus, if that can impact, you know,
the fetus.
Yeah. We just don't know how far reaching it is. And so that's one of the biggest impacts of it, is there's so much not known about it, and it's becoming more prevalent, but it's just not, most of the stuff isn't tested.
Yeah. Well, in this book, it's interesting. I didn't know this about fracking and our hormones. It says fracking is the process of obtaining oil and gas from deep inside rock formations by pumping sand and fluid to force open cracks in the rocks to access pools that have been developed naturally under the earth. But these techniques were advanced under the premise of energy independence in the United States. But as documentaries and newspaper articles have described, they have disrupted water supplies, reportedly making them flammable in some cases. With these techniques, some large equipment and vehicles that bring with them noise and air pollution. But you can probably didn't know that fracking uses more than 750 chemicals, many of which are EDCs. So, and you know, that's kind of scary too. And this all the stuff that we do to the earth without thinking about what it's doing to all living things on the planet is kind of really scary.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. You know, we've talked a lot about recycling lately and how the U.S. has done a lot of exporting of our recyclable materials and how that's going to end. You see these pictures of, you know, countries that have been importing those and they're just covered in our plastic. So I think, I don't know, I think some of this is going to come home to roost a little bit. Americans have been blissfully unaware to some extent of some of this stuff that's going on because they're not really paying attention. But I think it's going to start to be...
Mm-hmm. There's hills and countries that are made up from our plastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty crazy.
Well, it says here that this hormonal disruption and downstream health consequences, particularly fertility, is associated with fracking, or infertility, excuse me. And so it is. We are getting sicker, fatter, and poorer. We really are. There is an urgent threat of hormone disrupting chemicals, especially here in the U.S. where we don't have as many...
Regulations
to protect us from it. So, you know, I read that you can put certain plants in your house that will clean the air. Can we talk about some of these?
Yeah, so that's a really good one. The other thing that's super awesome is, and you had started to mention this about your car, but there are like charcoal. You could get bags of charcoal that will absorb instead of, you know, you talk about Febreze and how it's saying that it's removing the odor. It's not. It's covering it up. But if you get like an absorbent charcoal, then it will actually remove those molecules from the air. And that's what you're really trying to impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we were talking and Amber said, you know, when she puts Febreze.
My kids stink sometimes when
they have other friends over. But what you're doing is you're just basically
you're just
locking the bacteria and the stink in the couch instead of cleaning it or the furniture. You know, I wipe mine down. I'm not trying to one-up you or anything, you know. I'm really not. But I've, you know, been doing this for a while. I wipe it down with just a damp cloth, a little bit of mild soap and water, and that's the best way to really kill bacteria.
Yeah. So. What about baking soda, vinegar?
Don't salt lamps absorb smells and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah,
salt lamps.
Just reading about that this morning.
Yeah, they do the same thing. They absorb it from the air, and then they emit an ion that neutralizes the air. So they're really great too.
Yeah. Are there any other ways to rid odors naturally and safely, like in the bathroom, for example?
Yeah, so you can burn candles. We were talking about candles earlier, and there are, you know, as people become more aware of this, then there are more products that are coming out that feel conventional that maybe aren't as conventional, but there are candles that don't have phthalates. They're safe candles. So if you're really into candles and you really like to burn a candle to get that smell, then there's some really great ones. And there's some local companies in town that have some great ones. And I buy those for gifts because I think people really love candles.
And they're I bought three yesterday.
I genuinely don't even think about when I light a candle. What it could be doing.
Yep. Yeah. You can do essential oil diffusion. You can do that. The salt lamps that you said was good. The charcoal absorption, that's really great too. And houseplants, having any kind of houseplants in your home is a great thing to have because they do clean the air.
Well, and you know, I'm having a flashback of Leonardo Trasande, Dr. Trasande. He said one of the best things you can do is open your windows once or twice a week.
Oh, yeah.
Open your windows, let some fresh air in. Yeah. That's the best way to get rid of all the junk in your house.
Yeah. And I'm not a botanist, but like, for example, I know
you're not.
Plant peppermint. if you plant peppermint, that's naturally keeps mosquitoes away. So you can work with your gardener or whoever does that stuff to learn about what these
peppermint?
Certain plants.
Yeah. I thought it was lemongrass. So, I didn't know about
peppermint.
That's good too.
You can plant that too. And rosemary does some, you know, so you can curate your outdoors to your point. So you can open the doors and you don't have to worry about pests and DEET and all that stuff. As we get into summer, that's going to be the next conversation is bug spray and DEET.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I put a little post on our story yesterday on Instagram and I used the mosquito eradicator and I don't know what's in it. I actually am going to call the company when I get off the air because it was like this little packet of powder that you mix in this tube and you shake it up and then you put the mosquito top on, which has little holes in it. And I'm guessing the mosquitoes go down there and drink the water that has something in it that destroys them and eliminates them. And then they, you know, they die and they go away. But I have to say it did work. So I put one over in my little area where I read all the time. And then I put one over in the doghouse, which I recently remodeled. Didn't it turn out so nice? You saw it, didn't you, Amber?
Yeah, it looked great. The doghouse.
One of my
friends
texted me and joked. She said, I want to move into your doghouse.
I love it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah. Thanks. But
that's good. I mean, that's, you know, mosquitoes are a big deal too. And when you talk about West Nile, you don't, you know, You don't want to mess around with that either. So
yeah, but I think it's best, you know, I don't know. You don't want to mess around with that either, but we can't walk around in fear and spraying a bunch of,
I wouldn't spray DEET for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why you've got to figure out like.
Those lamps that just like, those light lamps that just attract zap the bug.
Yes. Yeah. You remember that from when you were a kid? Those bug zappers?
Those are scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not crazy about those. Yeah. But,
those are scary.
But it's so good to get educated on this, and no one better than Stephanie Toops as a consumer advocate. Professional. And so we're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Amber Butcher about feeding your children well. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. Why drink the One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Baby, I'm playing on you tonight. Hunt you down, eat you alive. Just like animals, animals, like animals, moles. Maybe you think that you can hide. I can smell. Love this song. This is one of my favorite dance songs, just by the way. This is such a great song.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen the video?
No, I have not.
I'll show you.
He's hot. I mean, he didn't used to ring my chimes, but
he's looking good.
He does.
Who is it?
Adam
really
Levine.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. We're a bunch of women in here today, and we're getting a little crazy, but that's always good, right? You got to get a little crazy, especially on a Monday. As I said, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Anthony Cernelia. I've got Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Stephanie Toops, and Amber Butcher. Amber Butcher was suffering from severe postpartum issues and chose to completely clean up her family's diet. Instead of medicating, she is known as the Primal Mom. You can find her at primalmom.com. And not only did her postpartum issues vanish, but she and her husband dropped 70 pounds collectively in less than 3 months, and this became her lifestyle and her inspiration behind her blog, Primal Mom. Amber has written 2 cookbooks and is currently working on her third, and she also hosts monthly clean eating challenges to help other moms clean up their own dinner tables. Always great to have you in studio as well.
Thank you.
It is, and you two girls are kind of, you're like BFFs, aren't you, a little bit?
We're tight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're tight.
You're pretty tight?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's good to know. No, this has been fun. Like seeing Stephanie like doing this. It's been fun.
Well, let's talk about this because so many people do want to feed their children well. And so feeding our children good quality food is really the backbone for them to live healthy lives. We all know that inside and out. So let's talk about how the foods that children consume can impact their day-to-day lives.
Well, I think the big thing is the amount of sugar that kids are eating on a daily basis. And sugar is hidden in almost every single packaged food that you can find on the supermarket shelf. So, I mean, for example, the other night, my kids, I mean, they eat fruits. They eat a lot of natural sugar, but I keep refined sugars out of my house for the most part. We were out to dinner for Mother's Day, and my mother-in-law, hopefully she's not listening.
Hey, Mom.
She decided to order both of my kids a lemonade at a really nice restaurant. And it, like, within about 10 minutes of them, my son just sucked that thing down within 3 minutes because it was probably the best tasting thing he'd ever had. Mm-hmm. And he was bouncing off the walls, like, absolutely uncontrollable.
Wow.
Uncontrollable.
Yeah,
same
that's
thing. The word.
Yeah. We got it.
And, you know, my husband was losing his patience, and I was like, well, it's not his fault. Like, and that is the perfect example of what refined sugar can do to kids, especially when their bodies aren't used to it, is the hyperactivity. And then, you know, it just, I think that's one of the big no-nos.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And all the other stuff they're bombarded with. And anytime there's processed food, I mean, it's full of sugar. Yeah. It's full of salt. It's full of cheap oils.
Yeah.
And that these restaurants that you go to, you have to consider that. Like, their French fries, what kind of oil are they frying it in? What kind of salt are they putting on it? You know they're putting sugar in all that food, the buns, everything.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's just...
He had bread, too, so that was probably... I mean, it was like double whammy. Y'all, he wouldn't sit down. So, and he's seven.
And all those carbohydrates, you know, they're not good for his brain. They're not good... And when your body's bombarded by all these chemicals like we talk about, that most mothers don't even have the time to educate themselves. They're so busy raising their children. And so that's one of the reasons I really love what you do and what you do, Stephanie. It's just really important. So, you know, what are some other things that that they eat in their day-to-day lives that really wreak havoc on their little systems?
I think another important thing is to look at the food dyes in food. I mean, any packaged food is going to have a ton of dyes in it. And each of those dyes is going to affect your hormones and the way that your body functions. Each of them is going to affect it differently. So,
well, when you're feeding kids this type of food, okay, and so many children get over medicated because they're eating lousy diets. They get into school, they're jumping in their seats, they're bouncing off the walls. The teachers don't want it. They want them to sit quietly in their seats. They're really meant to get outdoors. You know, I remember growing up, we had recess a couple times a day because kids cannot sit for that long, especially young little vibrant bodies. They need to get up and move around. They need to be out in nature so they can calm themselves down. I mean, look at the typical lunch that they serve in schools.
Oh my gosh, is huge.
Yeah. I was at Sunnyvale High a couple of months ago, dropping my daughter off, and there was a huge Coca-Cola truck outside. I wanted to die. I'm like, they have no business giving that crap to our children in school.
100%. I talked to a mom recently, and she was talking about how she was debating on whether or not to medicate her child for ADHD. And I asked if she was like, every day around 1:30, like, he's so hyper in school, like, he can't sit down. The teacher, I get these phone calls and I don't know what to do. And I said, have you looked at what he's eating for lunch that's going to affect him 30, 45 minutes later? And she said, well, about a couple of weeks ago, I did take away like the cupcakes that I was giving him and I just put fruit in there. And honestly, he did have a really good week. And I was like, is there a butt in there? I think it comes down to
took
parents.
Out the cupcakes and gave him fruit. And see, and that's that.
And the child changed his behavior.
Well, and not just the behavior. I mean, think about their little immune systems. Yeah. They need all those nutrients. They need fruits. They need vegetables. They need lots of sleep. They need lots of good quality water. It's so sad, you know. The cover of the New York Times from a couple of days ago had a child starving to death at 2 years old. Just the most horrible picture you'd ever want to see. It's burned in my memory forever. And we have a wealth of food in this country of which we waste 40%. There's no excuse for not feeding your children well. There really isn't.
Yeah. No, and it surprises me that they sell, because I can see what my daughter buys at school, and she will buy ice cream. And I'm like, why is ice cream even available?
Because
then
they have to go and sit down for four hours.
Because companies like Coca-Cola and the big dairy industry are the ones that are pushing it with their lobbyists, being sure that the government makes, you know, these, and they're subsidized too. Anytime something is subsidized, I get so upset. See how emotional I get about it.
Yeah.
But truly, I mean, there's too much influence from these big companies that are powerhouses that are making policy what we feed our children.
Yeah. But you like Emmy School, there are so many kids that are on like reduced cost lunch. And I'm like, this is the only opportunity for them to get good food.
Right.
Like, this would be the place where we could actually feed them well. Like, if we were to do them a service. But if we're letting them get ice cream.
I mean, of course they're going to pick the ice
cream. Sure, they're going to pick the ice cream.
Right. Ice cream, and then they serve yogurt, they serve cookies, they serve juices. I mean, and if nobody's monitoring that, we're not standing over them. Mm-hmm. So my kids don't buy their lunch. They send it I send it with them every single day. But if nobody's monitoring that, of course that's what they're going to choose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, we bring up a good point here because we all get busy. We all do. We can't control everything. So how flexible should you be with your kids really in their diets?
I mean, I try not to stress about it. I think that's really important is to not stress out about their diet. I try to make it as natural as possible, a natural transition for your own family. Because I think when you start getting stressed about like, oh, I've got this birthday party coming up, are they going to be able to participate? You know, I think that can cause more damage as moms than actually just letting them sit down and have the freaking cupcake at the birthday party. So I think that for me, you know, we just prioritize food in our family. I limit the activities that my kids do on a regular basis mm-hmm. because I want to prioritize us sitting at home and having dinner together every single night. So, and I know that's not possible for a lot of working moms. I've done it both ways. I have an older son that's 20. So I worked full time and went to school full time when he was little. So I know the stress of getting home at 6 o'clock and then you've got to get dinner on the table. But there's so many alternatives to just sitting out and cooking every day. There's go buy a rotisserie chicken that's mm-hmm. already been pre-made at, right. you know, a health food store yeah. and serve that with carrots and broccoli. That's a meal.
It doesn't have to be yeah. fancy. It yeah. really doesn't. I mean, I think, my daughter and I, the one I have at home, we often will have last week I had some broccoli, I bought it at Target and a bag of organic green beans, put it in the steamer. And I'm trying to think, I think we had leftover right. pasta from the night before along with it. As long as you're eating something green, it doesn't have to be fancy. And right. I think I made some garlic bread. It was non-GMO, nonetheless. It was probably not the best thing, but there's certain things that are very difficult to give up.
But that's so much better than so running true. Through the drive-thru.
Right.
Do you know
Absolutely.
What I mean? I read something that was like, if you can just cook at home, yeah. just make the choice to cook at home, that you mm-hmm. will cut out, 90%
and
of the problem.
Honestly, even frozen foods that we look at as the worst health foods on the planet are better for you mm-hmm. than going through the drive-thru.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, absolutely. They're going to use the cheapest ingredients yeah. because especially if it's a fast food chain yeah. that they're publicly traded,
yeah.
the bottom line is the only thing that matters.
Yes.
And you know that from being a day trader
yeah. Yeah.
yourself, Stephanie. Let's talk about picky eaters. What are some of the easy foods that your kids will enjoy that are also healthy for them?
Well, I think the picky eater subject for me is always kind of...
All kids are picky.
Yeah. I mean, they are because we've become, just like we've been talking about how we've become scent obsessed, mm-hmm. People are flavor obsessed because mm-hmm. we have programmed ourselves to just want more and more and more the sugar, what it does to our taste buds. I mean, when we have a baby in front of us, we're feeding them strained green beans. Try giving that to an adult and mm-hmm. they're going to think that's the most disgusting thing they've ever tasted. Right. But we are the ones that are changing those kids' taste buds. So I think for me, what I try to do, and a lot of the recipes you'll find on my blog are really, really simple. It's 3 to 5 ingredients. And I try to mimic some of the stuff that you see in the grocery mm-hmm. stores. I make a clean brownie recipe that no child would turn down. It's just dark chocolate, zucchini, and almond butter and some eggs.
Nice.
And they're delicious. And yeah. I feed them to my neighbor's kids and everybody, and they think they're amazing. So.
Well, and I do this when I cook. The night that I cook, the next day, that's what's in my daughter's lunch. Yeah. And so I have a healthy lunch yeah. that, and she doesn't use a microwave. Right. I have to say she's doing really well with all my crazy rules that I've had over the years. Now she's just a little mini-me.
Yeah, I love it.
So when it comes to eating anyway.
You made me aware of the microwave situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Don't microwave. Yeah. You kill 70% of the nutrients
yeah,
in your
crazy.
Food. When you microwave it, we all work so hard for that food and to prepare it. We don't want to ruin it in our kitchens. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
Amber Butcher, she is a Primal Mom. You can find her at primalmom.com. And Stephanie Toops, thank you so much, both of you being in studio. Everyone, you know what? Thank you so much for listening. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.